Hot diggity dog, what a super fantastic Arizona Saturday morning. We are the second best thing that can happen to you on any Saturday right here in Arizona, right behind sunrise. We are the second best thing that can happen to you on Saturday mornings, and we've been in Arizona, the Garden Hour of Rosie on the House, where we take care of anything you'd like to take care of in your lawn or garden. Give us a ring. The number's toll-free. We are here to take your call. Operators are standing by. Her name is Peanut, also known as Julia, our number five child, who does all the call screening. We have Michael Reesh out on a little personal time, so we got DJ in there taking care of all the technical buttons and switches and gauges. We've got Bill Jenkins from Think Green Irrigation to answer your question about landscaping irrigation. And the number is 1-888-767-4348. It's a three-day weekend, Bill. Wouldn't this be a perfect opportunity to jump in and try and tackle if you're not traveling up to the cabin or up to the mountains or the cool country or getting ready to shut your cabin down maybe for the winter? if you're in your house and you're thinking holidays and let's start getting ready for the holidays. I'd like some color at my house for the holidays, up maybe walking up the front door.
Could the weather be nicer?
It'd be hard.
Day to spend in the garden.
Yeah.
Yes, fantastic time to plant right now is our spring here in the valley and in Arizona. Excellent time to plant anything. So get it in the ground now, and it'll be much happier next summer.
And if I'm particularly in the mood this weekend, three-day weekend, I got an extra day off, gives me an opportunity to get a little bit more done. So if I want to maybe change the scheme in the front of the house and give it a little bit of that holiday curb appeal, what am I going to plant now? How am I going to set up? What would you envision for me or the typical home right now to have something in the holiday season where I could have some color?
That's one of my favorite things, is to use a little bit of color by entryways, walkways, places where you're going to develop a focal point. And really, I like to do color in containers. I like to do a pot or some sort of a contained area. I don't typically sprinkle annual flowers throughout the landscape. I like to concentrate it and have it just a pow, little spot of color right by the entryway.
And so, is that because if you plant it, it's not going to have color year-round, so you're going to have something where you don't want it the rest of the time?
It minimizes the maintenance, too. Annuals do take a little grooming, a little bit of space. So if you minimize that and just concentrate it and have that little pow spot of color in one place draws your eye to the entry or the eye to a walkway or a focal point, you just get more bang for the buck, I think.
And what are some of your favorite color plants?
Well,
give me some names.
Pansies.
Here.
That's one of my favorite. I like to mix a pansies, just all the colorful little, cheerful little flowers, and I'll mix some alyssum in there, and of course, geraniums are beautiful.
And geraniums, Jay's been talking about them for a number of weeks, just because it's a signal that the heat's behind us.
Right.
What does a geranium look like? I'm horrible with looking at flowers.
An explosion of color, and of course, all the different colors. My favorites are really deep red. Just a fire engine red. You mix that with the white and the other colors.
And these aren't frost sensitive. Do we have to worry about coming up?
They can need to be covered a little bit when we have these really hard freezes. That can damage the tissue on just about anything in the landscape.
And in my experience, we've got Lantana that just wants to go nuts constantly, and it's kind of the gold yellow variety of it. But I kind of count on the freezes of late January, February to help me trim it back. But it seems like it always makes it through the holidays. We've got lots of color right there through the holidays.
And until we get a really good hard frost, it's such a versatile plant. And those nice sunny days, it still gives you some good color. And plant some purple next to it so you get some color contrast.
There you go. Jennifer has something in her pots. What are those? The geraniums are what you put in there? Yeah. Looks good. I love it.
And for those frost protection, bed sheets, pillowcases?
You want to use a textile that's cotton or some sort of a paper product. Don't use plastic. Don't use a thin plastic. That just lets the cold through. I like to tell the story at my house. I cover the pipes outside. I have a water valve that supplies my sprinklers, and I have to, of course, cover that for the hard freezes. And since my daughter's grown now, we use the dedicated Hello Kitty blanket to cover the vacuum breaker.
So that'll work just fine.
Sure. Pillowcases, old sheets. Most of my customers have a stock of things that they've cut up and just reserved for this time period.
And is there any difference or benefit to the professional frost cloths you can get at local nurseries?
That's convenient. And, they're readily available, but be sure to get it before it's all gone.
They only buy so much.
Well, obviously.
A frost hits, every homeowner goes out, and the shelves get cleared in no time flat.
Just like windshield wipers after a rainstorm.
Listen, y'all, we're broadcasting live this morning in the garden. We're actually in a Mustang garden this morning. I'll tell you what, it's hard for me to show up at this location and not go home with one of these. I'll tell you what, there's a red one out front. There's this beautiful Roush one right here parked beside us, and this blue one out here at the front door. Just knock your socks off. We're live at Sanderson Ford in Glendale on 51st Avenue south of Glendale, right at Maryland, and we are here to commemorate. Sanderson Ford always does a huge Veterans Day weekend celebration, and we're going to have us a little Veterans Day party out here this morning. If you're in the area, come on in and drop by. The fire department's going to come by with their ladder truck, and they're going to put up that flag that always takes about 40 volunteers to put up, because, I mean, it is the biggest flag I've ever seen in my life. It takes the full ladder extension just to get it off the ground. It's beautiful. If you ride a motorcycle, we've got the Arizona Veterans Tribute Ride. Get down here. Registration starts at 10. They're anticipating over 800 motorcycles. You're going to leave Sanderson Ford in one huge, giant caravan. You're going to go down to Wesley Bowling Capital Center in downtown Phoenix. Then you're going to turn around and head north and go have yourself a little party at Harold's Steakhouse out in Cave Creek. So come on down to Sanderson Ford. If you're even thinking about shopping for a new car, this would be a great time in a party environment to come down, commemorate, and salute Veterans Day and shop cars. And like I say, we are in a Mustang garden this morning because, man, they're popping up all over the place. 65 acres of Ford vehicles. What did they say the other day in the meeting? There were how many hundreds of cars on this lot? I can't remember, but it was hundreds and hundreds of cars. 65 acres, number one Ford dealership in all of Arizona. Come visit with us. We'll be here till noon today.
And we have Adam on the line who's called in with a question on Gophers, but we're going to take him first for another reason. He's calling in right. He's got a serviceman in his life to thank, and we are absolutely encouraged to do that. If you've got someone in service and you'd like to thank them, you can do that at the same time at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Adam, welcome to the program.
Thank you, gentlemen. My father served in Vietnam. He did the fire directional controls or calculations before they had computers.
Wow.
And what was your dad's name? Sergeant?
Ron
General?
Krilla.
One more time?
Ron Krilla.
Ron Krilla. Well, thank you, Adam, and thank you, Ron, for your service. How can we help you with your landscape?
Well, I got some gophers in my garden. I have some raised boxes, but I put chicken wire under there, so I'm not worried about those. But there's some other things we put in the ground, and they are just having a field day and eating everything you can think of. So I'm wondering how I can get rid of them.
Bill, do you have a favorite technique?
Well, we used to use a less politically correct technique that involved a garden hose and a flat shovel. But, you know, you've got commercial traps and various things you can put down there to poison them and whatnot. Gophers can be tough. They just make such a mess out of the grade with all the little holes everywhere. I would be inclined to bring in a professional pest control company for that. I think that'd be the best way to handle it, unless you don't mind tampering with some of the things you can get at your home improvement stores.
And there's a variety of them, and I found the reason for that is it takes a variety of techniques to get rid of an entire population. There's no one product or one smoke bomb or one, you know, snare trap that's going to solve it. You've got to hit every hole with something different till there's just nothing. And if you go to our website, Adam, and look on our frequently asked questions on the gophers, there's a number of different techniques that we have there. Chewing gum, you know, if you tear it up enough and put it in a hole in there, and you get lucky and they eat it, they can't digest it, and it's like they blow a big bubble inside their belly and just goes pop. And there's a number of other tricks and tips that are Arizona homeowners have helped us gather and collect there.
In my experience in living here in Arizona since the 60s, I mean, it is a multifaceted approach. It's hard to just attack it once. You've got the traps that you drive a screwdriver in the ground and tie a wire to it, excavate the hole, set the trap down in there, and hope for the best. You've got those traps that work. You've got some pellets. I've never had any luck with the pellets at all. And then you've got the little vibrating machine that you bury in the ground. I've never noticed that to do a single thing. They're like $30 a piece, and you run out of batteries.
Mold chaser or something.
I've never had any success with that. But one of the things we have had great success with, and if you're familiar, Adam, I'm sure you are, with the computer, go to the thing called the Internet and go to YouTube and type in Terminator.
Rodinator.
Type in Rodinator. Now, that is an incredible little appliance that will eradicate the rodents underground. You must be careful not to do it in and around buried lines, telephone lines, sprinkler lines, and
you whatnot. You got a blue stake beforehand?
You have to blue stake beforehand. And I'll tell you this. Once you've done that, Romy, I really do think the pickle jars work. I really do.
I use them, and yep. I don't have any problems in the gardens.
Talk through that. People don't believe us when we talk about it, but it was something a listener gave us years ago, and we've put it to the test over and over again.
1 gallon glass jars, the old pickle jars are the easiest ones. You can find those in bulk on the Internet as well. Fill them up 3/4 the way of water and put them where you don't want the gophers, and they feel the vibration of the water as they're digging, and they think it's a lake, a pond. You never see a drowned gopher in a stream. I guess that's for that reason. They know not to go. So you start in the center of where they are, and then you just gradually start moving them out every 10 to 15 feet and just keep pushing them out. And then once you have it, you bury your pickle jars there.
Push them away.
That's it.
It's an invisible barrier. The pickle jars, the Rodinator, the traps, those are the things that seem to work best for us. Haven't had a lot of luck with the mole shaker vibrator thing or the pellets. Good luck. They can be a nuisance. We'll be right back.